The rain has ended, amen?
Amen.
It's a nice cool breeze, God, amen?
Amen.
More importantly, God woke us up this morning, amen?
Yes.
And I'm not sure about you, but I like being in God's house on Sunday morning and giving God praise and thanks for what God has done for me. And on this first Sunday of the month of June and Corpus Christi Sunday, I ask for some prayer this morning. Lift up your hands and pray with me, and pray over me, to bless me as I preach God's word this morning. We've heard the word proclaimed. Now we ask that God would direct it through the preacher the way God desires it to be. Let us pray. Let us ask for God's peace. Most high and glorious God, we just want to thank you this morning for all you've done for us. As I step into this pulpit this morning, Lord, I do so knowing that I am a weak man, that I have prepared, but I ask for your blessings, Lord, that my weakness might be supplanted by your strength, and that your people this morning might be nourished by the word that comes from you through me. In Jesus' name, the church say,
amen.
Amen. I'd like to title my message this morning very simply, Come and Go. Come and Go.
Amen.
Perhaps I'll stay on message this morning because it's very simple. Come and go. We gather the church throughout the world this day. It's one of the great gifts of being Catholic. But what we do here today on Lehigh Avenue is being done in churches throughout the world. Amen?
Amen.
The same readings, the same prayer texts. And we come together today on this Sunday called Corpus Christi Sunday. Two Latin words that simply mean the body of Christ. The body of Christ. It's a time for us to reflect upon something so essential to what it means to be Catholic. We share so much with our brothers and sisters of other Christian traditions, but this makes us unique and distinct. We believe the bread and wine comes down this aisle. We believe the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of priesthood. We believe that bread and wine is changed into the body and blood of Christ. We believe that what's left over, there's always leftovers, you know? We place here, in this tabernacle. And this candle, either it sits here or up there, reminds us that Christ is present to us. Corpus Christi, body of Christ. That's why we come into church. As I sit up here, I don't see it too often, but we're supposed to give some kind of reverence or acknowledgement of the presence of Christ in the tabernacle.
Yes. Yes.
That's not an old teaching that we don't do anymore. But how many of us kind of slide into our pew without even acknowledging the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, in the tabernacle, to bow the presence of God? There was a time, a little bit before my time, be honest now, some of y'all came up to places like this. No, y'all don't want to be honest with your ages, but I'll be 50 this year. I ain't not afraid of that, but Sister Mary, no, you're an honest woman, right? I'm right on time. I like that. But you came up here, you knelt down, and you opened your mouth, and the priest, would do that, and place it on your tongue and say, Corpus Christi, amen. The reason the church did that was to show a sense of reverence for what was happening, who it is who's coming to you. The great line in the song, Gift the Finest Wheat, whom all the world cannot contain, comes in our hearts to dwell. I like that. whom all the world can't contain, you can't contain God, comes to you. And although we don't have those same practices of kneeling down, and any baptized Christian can minister the body of Christ, amen, amen,
amen.
Anyone can minister God's body and blood, not just the priest. The same reverence and respect ought to be there.
Yes.
It's not a symbol, not a kind of sort of might be. It's God that comes to you. You who come to God to be nourished. That's why we get up not feeling well sometimes. That's why we get up and might have problems at home. But that's why we get up, to come to Him. If you just come to Him.
Yes. Yes.
If you come to Him.
Yes.
He will set you free. We come Sunday after Sunday to be nourished, to sing God's praises. Amen?
Amen.
We sang, He got the whole world in His hands. That's how much God loves us. We come to be nourished by the Word of God. That's why ministering the Word is not just some joke. I can read for myself. Minister the Word to me. Give life and voice to God's Word.
Yes.
That's why the burden, the responsibility to preach. I could read you some old homily, but I wrestled last night in my bed. I know the scriptures, but how do I make it plain? To someone who needs to know that God's love, God's mercy endures forever. I need to make it plain to someone who might be on the edge of giving up in recovery program. Make it plain to someone who needs to be encouraged on their journey. Make it plain to a young man, a young woman, to know you need to be in church on Sunday morning.
Yes.
You need to be in God's house to be nourished by the Word of God. You need Jesus. We come in community. Yes, when we see each other. How's your week been? How you feel? I didn't see you last Sunday. How you doing? But don't ever forget what happens here. In that beautiful moment, we come down this aisle and say, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me Jesus. And sometimes the pain gets so great. The physical pain, the spiritual pain, all you can just sit still and say, oh, I heard my mother say, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me my Jesus. We come, but also church, we go. There's no doubt that what we hear today in the gospel of Mark 14 is so true. That our Lord took the Old Testament Passover supper, prepare my room for me to eat the Passover, knowing He was about to transform and transfix what was to what is today, a new covenant meal. He Himself was about to pass over to the other side, to make a home and a place when we pass over, and we will.
Thank you, Lord.
We got a home up in that kingdom.
Yes.
But He left us a gift, saying to us, take and eat, take and drink. We have to also go. And that's what ties us together for that first reading we heard today from the book of Exodus. Our Lord, our God, had made a covenant, a sacred bond, not a contract, a covenant with the people. And Moses seals the covenant in the blood. Oh, the blood. Anytime you see blood, you know there's been sacrifice. There's been love poured out. Oh, the blood of Jesus, that blood far better than the blood of goats and heifers. It's the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
That's why when y'all folks talk about, where's the wine today, Father? What? I didn't get no wine today, Father. Go on 22nd Street, get all the wine you want.
Amen.
If you're talking about the most precious blood of Jesus,
yes,
just a sip. You don't need much. A sip will take you there. You know, some drinks, you got to drink a lot to take you there. I wouldn't know about that, but they tell me that if you... Don't laugh at that. But just a sip will take you there spiritually. The blood that empowers you to do what the people said today. We will do all, everything that the Lord has told us. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you pray. We say all the time, thy will be done. Be careful. Be careful. We say, amen. We receive the Eucharist. Be careful. All those things, because words matter. Words have meaning. Words are important. We will do everything the Lord has told us. If that's true, we have to go and live. Go do justice. Go and love. Go and show mercy.
Yes.
Doesn't that arm of God's universe bend towards justice? And when we do justice, when we do love, when we do mercy,
yes,
when we go and live out the Eucharist,
amen.
The great Augustine said, see who you are and become what you receive. When I come, I gotta go and live it.
Yes.
And if I have not come first to Christ, my activity in the world might be very self-serving.
Amen.
A lot of folks do good things. For me, well, I'll do good, but I want a tax write-off. I'll do good, but you want to put my name in lights. I'll do good, but recognize me. Look at me. But is it really about the fact that God's been so good to you?
Yes, yes.
Your natural response is to do good for somebody else. If you know that you know that you know that you know you've been blessed by God, your response is to go out and live it. The great Sister Thea Bowman once said, if I've got some good news and I don't share it with you, it does you no good. If you've been to church, if you got some good news, you got to share it.
Yes.
Because love is in need of love today.
Yes.
Perhaps no other time in our modern day history have we seen such fragmentation of the body of Christ. How fearful we are of each other. And how we see the breakdown in community, even among us black and brown people. You got quiet now, didn't you? We're sometimes among the first people to show the same thing done to us. We talk about those who are gay and lesbian and transgender. We talk about those who are immigrants. Someone said to me, Father, that don't deal with us. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. The plight of the immigrant is ours as well. We don't have to have handicap accessible. Well, yes, we do.
Yes.
Perhaps your child is not disabled, but mine might be.
That's right.
Sometimes we return what was given to us. Don't let folk tear you apart. Don't let folk separate you. Don't let folk pull the family apart. I was in Boston for education conference this past week. I happened to arrive on Tuesday. If you try to get some coffee from Starbucks Tuesday afternoon, you were no luck. Starbucks closed down their over 8,000 stores, right? All because of what happened right here in the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. And I, because my hotel was near a Starbucks, I passed by that afternoon hour. And they were all sitting there with their toolkit of how to be diverse and accepting. And a big sign on the glass door saying, "We are closed. See you tomorrow." And I watched one young lady, don't know what's in her mind, but she was like this. Again, she may have been fully engaged in the conversation, but her body language was like, "When's this over? You can check off a box about diversity training, anti-bias training, but if your heart, if your heart's not open for growth, if your heart and your mind are closed, yes, you completed the training. You might not say a word or deny someone a restroom, but are you truly open to seeing that every person, black, white, rich, poor, Democrat, Republican, Spanish speaker, English speaker, no matter what, who they love, you're my sister, you're my brother. If I dare to call God Father, it's all connected, church. We have to go and share the gift we receive, that we are truly one body in Christ. Y'all with me?
Yes.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
Y'all with me? There's a man at the gym I go to, and I always find him to be so funny because he's an older gentleman. He always talks how great it is to be retired. He loves being retired. I go to the gym all day long, and he does. He spends a whole day, I think, in the gym. But every time you pass him, he always says, "Hello, my friend. Hello, my friend. Hello, my friend. I just saw you 5 minutes ago. Hello, my friend." And you know, it's sometimes it's the young fellas that will ignore him.
Yes, they do.
What have we done to our young people? What have we done to our youth? We call ourselves the great enlightened north of our country. All universities, our Quaker roots.
Yes.
And yet ask anybody from the South, we could be some of the meanest, coldest, nastiest people in our country. So focused on doing what I gotta do. So focused on being afraid of somebody else. Trust me, I live here. I'm from here. And so few people will say hello to me from this side of Lehigh going down to the school. What have we done to the body of Christ? You want some homework today? Just simply show some love. I don't just mean here in church. That's easy. It's when you go out there.
That's right.
When you say, "Hello, how you doing today?" And you might not get a response.
True.
Because we're so busy with our earbuds and doing our own thing. That's why my grandma would often say, just talk to each other. speak to each other. Where's my mom today? I went home last Sunday and we get our plate of food and go to our room. Get our plate of food and go to play the game. Get our plate of food and go out and do your own thing. Kids in one room, old folks in another room. I stopped in, they were playing the game. Uncle Steve, what are you doing down here? You can't play. What do you mean I can't play? But how we divided the human family. Come and go. Because if you come and truly give God the praise, if you come and give him the praise for all that God has done for you, blessings and glory, it all belongs to God. It all belongs to God, church. It all belongs to God. All the praise and the honor belongs to God. It all belongs to God. Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Jesus, I got enough food in my stomach. Thank you, Jesus, I got church. Thank you, Jesus, I got people. Thank you, Jesus, I got love and mercy and kindness. Thank you, Jesus. And when I know that, I go and send out. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord and your neighbor. Amen.